From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. Inspired by the Almighty, in my humble opinion, and ladies and gentlemen, that's what we believe can restore the country. Look, the supreme law of the land is the law. And the checks and balances put in place by our founders kept government in check for literally hundreds of years. Now it's run off the rails. Everybody wants to blame the Constitution. What we need to do is blame our lack of adherence there too as the problem. If we apply the pure principles that made America great once, we can do it again. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This half hour of Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by the Power Hour. Yeah, indeed, we're partners with Joyce Riley and many other talk show hosts, thepowermall.com. They've got an incredible bunch of products. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com. A quick recap of yesterday's detailed, hard-hitting broadcast. Then we launch into the news the networks refuse to use for today. GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio believes there's no constitutional right to same-sex marriage, and boy, is he correct. He says supporting the definition of marriage between one man and one woman is not anti-gay. Rather, it's pro-traditional marriage. Fox News contributor insults transgenders. Said, when I was a child, I thought I was a cocker spaniel. Mocking the discussion, saying it's nothing but social engineering. Fox News host is correct. 7.8 mag superquake rocks Nepal. Back then we said 3,700 were dead. Now it's well over 4,200. Wow. Photos are showing historical structures are absolutely in ruins. Our prayers are with the folks in Nepal. They are rescuing people off the Gargantua Mountain now, though. Chipotle is going to stop selling GMO-altered foods. Good for them. The GOP is conspiring to renew the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is the most unconstitutional piece of legislation ever. I'm going to say it again, ever signed into law, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to mobilize the American people and reject the renewal of the Patriot Act. This proves the Republicans and Democrats have the same agenda, though. Why would they ever consider renewing the Patriot Act? The Republicans got elected on everything saying we're going to stop the abuse of the government spying on you with phone records. We're going to stop, caving to the low of torture. We're going to stop. And they don't do a single thing, folks. What just happened in Nevada, you might ask? Sacred waters is the discussion we heard from Ammon Bundy. He put out a video detailing that we lost AB 408. They killed it. Oh, boy, they killed it in the assembly there. What a tragic situation, folks. We fought hard for that one. Again, the American people just need to engage in greater numbers if we want to have a prayer of success. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, our guest was on Pete Sepp with NTU, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Taxpayers tab newsletter, we talked a little bit about that. We talked about Barack Hussein's older brother, Malik Obama, claims that Barack is dishonest. He abandoned the family. He says one thing and does another. Details are written up in WorldNet Daily by Jerome Corsi, a good friend of ours. We talked about Joel Gilbert. And Joel Gilbert, he's the producer of the documentary Dreams for My Real Father. And he interviews Malik Obama. So Joel Gilbert interviews Malik Obama via Skype. And in the Skype interview, Malik Obama acknowledged that he had actually received from Joel Gilbert a copy of the DVD Dreams for My Real Father, and he watched it. Yeah. Malik says that the Obama extended family in Kenya is literally living in impoverished conditions. Extreme hardship. People are really hard up. There's no electricity there. It's horrible. Wow. WorldNet Daily reported back in 2011 that Barack Obama Sr., listen carefully, Barack Obama Sr. filed an immigration and naturalization form on August 17, 1962. Okay? Requesting to extend his temporary stay in the United States. But it listed Malik Obama as Barack Sr.'s only child. And there was no mention of Barack Obama Jr. No mention of his wife, Ann Dunham. So if Ann Dunham was his wife, and if Barack was the new child just born, and if he was looking for an extended stay in America like he claimed, like they claim he was, then why would he not mention the two things that would be the most likely reasons he could extend his stay in America? Hey, I got a wife that's an American citizen, and I got a baby that was born in Hawaii. My baby's an American citizen. I need to extend my stay. Can I do that? He didn't mention either of those on that form. Isn't that very interesting? This bolsters the claim in Joel Gilbert's film. Gilbert has his theory that the Frank Marshall Davis, or Frank, mentioned over 22 times in Barack's book, Dreams from My Father. Well, we know that guy's a communist agitator named Frank Marshall Davis. Well, they say now that's Barack's father. So it's not really this Barack Sr. from Kenya. It's really Frank Marshall Davis, the communist activist. There's a great resemblance, Malik Obama agrees, between Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama Jr. Even Malik says they look alike. When asked if Malik believes that Barack Jr. looks like Barack Sr., Malik said, nah, not really. Malik even referenced the facial moles and pigmentation in their skin between Barack Jr. and Frank Marshall Davis to even further indicate a genetic link between the two. Gilbert then doubled down and asked Malik Obama via the Skype interview reported by WorldNet Daily, would you like to see or do a DNA test one day, Malik, to find out if you and Barack are really related, really brothers or not? Malik responded, yes, I would be willing to do that. So now Malik Obama, Barack's older brother, says he wants to do a DNA test because he doesn't really believe that Barack's his brother at all. Ah, we ought to do a DNA test, huh? Proof would be in the pudding. All right, there is an ISIS threat in the USA. It's a classified warning. That's of great concern. Declassified report on NSA surveillance. They say that's ratcheting up the battle for privacy. The FBI urges caution after latest ISIS threat. We also asked why digital culture hasn't killed print yet, huh? We then asked if a tax on sugar is dead on arrival. Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union says no. Might have failed in New York with Bloomberg, but it's going well on the national stage. May not be passed by the Republicans, but it keeps coming back like a bad penny. And so are we going to start having bootleg soda pop, ladies and gentlemen? That was the question asked by Pete Sepp as we finished the interview. That wraps up the incredible 2 hours of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, available on demand now on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, Liberty Roundtable. Many other talk shows as well. If you want to check out the on-demand broadcast or some of the unique columnists that write for us and more at LibertyRoundtable.com, just simply click LibertyRoundtable.com and you're there. If you want to click on Help Us Grow to participate in the solution today, we believe that if we really want to have a say in America, we've got to take the media back. Think about the news that I just reported since the show started, okay? About 9 minutes of reporting, I summarized 2 hours of a talk show, and think about all we covered. Did you hear most of that in the mainstream press? Did you really receive the constitutional educational focus that we put on things? I don't think so. When we come back from this quick break here in a second, we got a whole lot of breakdown news the networks refuse to use for you. First off, the Fed is meeting, the Supreme Court's meeting, thugs are in the streets everywhere. I mean, it's just crazy, and it's going to get crazier. From natural to man-made disasters to the list goes on and on and on. You might say, that sounds depressing, Sam. I don't want to hear it. And my response is, well, wait until we get to the solutions. Wait until we get to what we can do about it. Wait until we focus on the positive solutions and answers that we can provide. See, that's where everybody else stops short. They just articulate the mayhem and the carnage and the discouragement and the frustration, but they don't double down with solutions and answers. And what can you do? How can you be part of the fix-it plan? How can you, as the Boy Scouts say, leave it better than you found it, huh? Can you leave America better than you found her? Can you give to the world rather than just take? That's really kind of the focus of Liberty Roundtable, how you can be part of the solutions. That's why the Roundtable, we put guest after guest after guest on, because we bring to you these organizations that are actually doing things and making a difference. When you get done with Liberty Roundtable, you don't run around just super depressed like you do many talk shows. You run around going, yeah, man, we're getting things done. I know it seems like our efforts are small, but, well, biblically, the Lord says by small things, great things shall be accomplished. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you live. So I mentioned that the news headlines are very negative indeed. And most folks are basically saying, hey, everything's just a meltdown in America. Just expect the worst. It's going down. And I'm going to articulate these headlines because I don't know that I can put together more negative headlines than I've got right now in front of me. Okay? But that isn't the rest of the story, so hang tight, all right? First headline says, legal moral battle over traditional marriage arrives at the Supreme Court. So they're going to take on gay marriage or traditional marriage, whatever you want to call it, and they're going to put the challenge, and we're going to find out. We're at a crossroads. Which way is America going to go? They're finding out today. The Supremes starts now. Okay? Now, you could say that's good news. At least we're going to get to the bottom of it. But I'm telling you, if they rule wrong, the freight train is a-rolling towards America's destruction, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. The next headline says, Nepal earthquake death toll. Over 42,000 villages plead for aid. Wow. 42,000 dead.
4,200, Sam.
Or 4,200? I'm sorry.
They're saying up to 10,000 may be the number.
All right, I'll get right rid of one of my zeros. There was one headline that said 42,000, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. All right, 4,200. I'll change it to that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The next headline, wind blows train cars off bridge near New Orleans. Wind blows train cars off bridge near New Orleans. So, Kurt, a whole train just flew off a bridge, dude.
That's a good breeze. Yeah, when you get a breeze.
Well, that's
like
a bad
that.
Breeze, Kurt. You're right. It's wow, huh? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Next one. National Guard called in to fight bird flu in Minnesota. Wow. National
they
Guard.
They got all those little guys with the little bird, you know, thermometers and the
yes,
little,
sir.
You know, I mean, you got all the little.
Roger that.
Just taking care of every
instead
bird.
Instead of clipping
you know,
that dude on your ear, you clip it on the beak. Yes, sir. Roger that.
Uh-huh.
Next one. Maryland declares state of emergency. Baltimore mayor institutes week-long curfew.
Yeah,
you got
and
race
you know,
riots.
To make it worse, I mean, they even had to delay some baseball games there, Sam. But the good news is schools are shut down. You know, I mean, hey.
Kurt looking for the good news. Riots and looting prompt state of emergency and curfew in Baltimore. FBI warns of possible ISIS attack on U.S. soil. I'm going to say it again. FBI warns of possible ISIS attack on U.S. soil. Listen more. Baltimore officers may literally have targets on their backs after police reportedly uncover credible threat, the Blaze/AP. The department called it a credible threat and said that members of three gangs have now teamed up in a partnership to attack the cops. Members of the Black Gorilla family, the Bloods, and the Crips have created a partnership against the police. The University of Maryland campus in downtown Baltimore shut down entirely, saying they've been warned by the Baltimore police that there's a possibility of a violent threat. Intel warning, gang violence on white cops might spread nationwide. Maryland governor declares emergency. Now listen, Baltimore burns. Maryland calls out National Guard as gangs attack cops and set fires. White House to face new race crisis. Now listen carefully. The next headline, new study connects extreme weather and climate change. So extreme weather events and climate change have been connected. In every city in America, ladies and gentlemen, there are people ready to riot, loot, and set things on fire. Now, Kurt, I saw all that news. And it was so depressing.
It's so hard to see why people leave the big cities, you know what I mean? And head to the country.
I hear that.
I mean, I just don't understand it.
It was so depressing, Kurt, when I read all that. I just thought, man, from sicknesses to violence to just crazy everywhere, natural, man-made disasters. You know, if the weather doesn't destroy your property, the gangs will. If you know, and I look, and it's just so negative. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The threats are just everywhere. It's just ratcheted up to a feverish pitch like I've never seen in my lifetime, Kurt. And so I wrote one headline. And I believe that my one headline that I wrote says it all, Kurt. All the above headlines are taken from different news services, modified by me, or credit given, okay? When I say modified by me, sometimes I look at a headline and I rewrite it, but with the same concept. But I wrote one headline myself, Kurt, and it contrasts with the headline I just read. Headline I just read says, new study connects extreme weather events and climate change, right? All right? But I wrote a headline, Kurt, and my headline says this. Bible, I know that's crazy. I know I just ruined it already. I just know that I'm a terrorist because I started out with the word Bible, but I did. Bible connects extreme weather events with wickedness of God's children. Bible connects extreme weather events with wickedness of God's children. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, so what you're saying is that the God of heaven has certain laws. When the people, well, his children, don't follow him, then sometimes he sends, fire and brimstone.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, yeah. But not sometimes, all the time.
Stuff like that?
But not sometimes, all the time.
And there's a record of this happening? You know, it's kind of like, you know, not something new that just came out. It's been going on for thousands of years.
If you're a believer, it's the greatest historical record ever written, sir.
Huh. Imagine that.
If you're not a believer, I just say, look at the headlines above. Okay, now, I tie this all to my first headline, Kurt. Legal, moral battle challenging traditional marriage arrives at the Supreme Court today, Kurt. Right?
I don't know how that could be more, appropriate or inappropriate. I don't know what you want to say. I mean, more fitting. I mean, it just matches up when you have the most, blessed land in the world who's literally welcoming homosexuality,
not
condoning
Kurt.
It. Yeah,
promoting to the umpth degree, and then
that's right.
And then attacking
levels.
And targeting those who tried to defend. See, all the headlines mm-hmm. that I write, equality marriage heads to the Supreme Court. It goes on. My headline says, legal moral battle. I'm the only one that puts moral in there. Everybody else just says it's a legal battle, Kurt.
Well, you can't be talking about the G word, Sam, and you've got all this, political correctness going on. I mean, and yet the real fact is it's like the 900-pound elephant in the room or the crazy ant in the basement. If you don't talk about it, you're not really telling the real story.
When we come back, I got the mother of all headlines to illustrate my point, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. It ain't all negative, folks. We do have the answers. That's the good news. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the answer that it has for God's children. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is brought to you by TetonSports.com. Indoor comfort outdoors when you camp and do it right with Teton Sports. Also brought to you in part by Raw Honey. How'd you like raw honey for your toast, in your cooking, at your home? Yeah, I don't know that it's anti-government honey, but it's sure honey that hasn't been tampered with by your government. Thank heavens for that. You want to learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Right before the pause, Kurt, I told you, I got the mother. I don't know if it's the father of all headlines or the mother of all headlines. I want you to decide. Oh, boy. All right, Kurt. Bruce Jenner has decided to become a woman. Now, he would tell you that he's a woman all along, trapped in a man's body, but, you know, you got to debate how that all pans out. But here's the deal. Bruce Jenner was on the Wheaties boxes, Kurt. Do you remember this back in the day, back in the 70s, 78, etc.?
Yep.
All right, well, buddy, now Bruce Jenner's so popular, not only because he was on the Wheaties box, Kurt, but so popular now because not only is on the Wheaties box, that gave him plenty of fame in the beginning, but now they say he deserves an extra triple dose of fame because he has the guts to come out as transgender, which means he's now being transitioned from a man to a woman. And therefore, I guess Wheaties boxes, there's a couple of unopened Wheaties boxes, Kurt, with Bruce Jenner on the front back in 78. You know, they're on eBay selling for hundreds of dollars now, Kurt.
That's one of those things on eBay that I'm not going to bid on.
Now, not only is that the case, they're thinking what they need to do is bring back Wheaties with a new... I don't know if you'd say new and improved. I'm just kind of worried about how to phrase this. With the perverted Bruce Jenner?
Yep.
That's the deal. What does it all mean, you may ask? I don't know. But they're putting together a gargantuan petition, Kurt, to try to make, and people are trying to put in funding to go ahead and, how do I say this right, to help Bruce be on the box again after the transition. Now, I said right before the pause, Kurt, that we are embracing this perverted culture. We are challenging God-based traditional marriage with man-based perversion, or man-based perversion, and we're going to celebrate it by putting Bruce Jenner on the cover of the Wheaties box. So the ultimate, Kurt, if you're a Bruce Jenner fan, would be to be able to get both Wheaties boxes, the unopened pre-1980 box for several hundred, it might be several thousand because it's still 4 days before the end of the bidding, Kurt. Might be thousands. And you could have both boxes. You could have the before and after box of Bruce Jenner. Now, that's what we're celebrating in America, Kurt. So, they believe just because he's doing this, that he's now, well, he used to be a superstar, Kurt. Now, I don't even know what you call it when you're beyond a superstar. What do you think it would be called? You're like more important because you decide that you're going to, well, they would say be true to yourself. I would say promote your perversion to the nth degree. But I go back to this headline. We're celebrating Bruce Jenner. We're challenging traditional marriage with sodomite marriage in a legal moral battle. We have all this carnage all over the country, all over the world. I could really articulate my headlines even further. There's plenty of them. But then they come out and say, new study connects extreme weather events with climate change. And that's all they have to say for it. It's like, golly, things are bad because you're a racist, Kurt. Things are bad because you hate people that are gay. And things are bad because, hey, man, you're ruining the climate. And that's all they have to say for themselves. And my headline sums it up and says, Bible connects extreme weather events with wickedness of God's children. It's that simple. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt. I don't even know what to say about this, and I spend so much time and repeat this several times because this is just crazy stuff. You want to comment further, Kurt?
I was just looking a little bit of the history on Bruce Jenner. You know, and I do remember the guy. Basically, you know, he won a gold medal in the decathlon in the 1976 Summer Olympics that were held in Montreal.
Yeah, they even made commercials now, about it. You want to hear one? Ready?
Okay.
Jenner spins, lets it fly for 164 feet. Jenner sprints, takes off. Jenner jumps 23.8 1/4. Bruce Jenner's won the Olympic decathlon and set a new world record.
I really worked hard getting ready for that day. I put in a lot of years and put away a lot of Wheaties. Because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
Take it from Bruce Jenner. Wheaties is the breakfast of champions.
There you have it, my friend.
I got a question for you. As far as I could tell, yes.
That's the before commercial, Kurt. If you're going to do a Wheaties box before and after, Kurt, you got to do a commercial after too, my friend. Ooh, what do you think the commercial after would be?
I don't even want to think about it.
Now, I promise you there will be people that will put some spoofs up there, don't you think, Kurt?
Yep, I think so.
It's just crazy.
I'm not going to say that his life just looks like a tragic accident, but I'm looking here, and apparently he was first married in 1972, so he won that decathlon in 76. He was first married in 72. That lasted till 81, 9 years. Then he was married again. I don't know if I should say he, but anyway. I was married in 81.
Well, Kurt,
81.
You should say he, and let me tell you why.
Well, because that's what he is.
He was assigned by God to be a he, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just be clear.
So then he was married for a second time in 81 till 86 for a 5-year, term, if you will. Then he was married in 91 all the way till 2015. That was a 24 year run.
It wasn't 81 the second time, Kurt. That can't be.
No, I said 91, or I should have said 91. So it was 91 to 2015. And I don't know if that means he's still married now or what, but guy's 65.
He's 65 right now?
Parents, that's what they say. All right. Born in 49. But, it does illustrate, the state of the world that we live in, Sam.
Yeah. So anyway, I bring that all up, Kurt, because I believe that's really what we're facing in America. And I have reports all over the country now from individuals, from news services, from police departments, from sheriffs that, you know what? They have rioters, pillagers, plunderers who have made deals with gangs. So you got activists in bed with the gangs all over the country in every city ready to create Ferguson's and or Detroit's and or Baltimore, Maryland's. And, I wondered for a long time why God hasn't already taken action with our wickedness, Kurt. But I think I've got the answer. He's just going to sit back and let us destroy ourselves, I guess, Kurt.
You could say that. In my opinion, a lot of times these different things happen simply because of that. You know, when you have this out of control, ungodly activity from sea to shining sea, it almost brings on its own criminal acts or its own, you get the rioting and the godless activity. It's just the curse or a curse right by itself, it seems like, you know. You get the...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, hurricanes, tornadoes, you see it right and left.
Now, you think we're going to have riots in the streets, Kurt?
We're going to have?
Well, we don't have it all over the country yet, Kurt. You still can walk outside and you're safe, my friend.
Yeah, well, this is exactly why, the last month I've talked to people moved here from, like, Rhode Island, moved here from Oklahoma, moved here from, and people want to leave places where they feel less safe, like Baltimore would be a place people would feel like leaving.
Yeah, the Southwest have an exit opportunity. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, Hillary's in the news. Speaking of just crazy people, we go from Bruce Jenner to Hillary Clinton. How fitting, huh? Here's what Hillary Clinton said. Hillary Clinton said this. Our cultural codes and religious beliefs have to be changed. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, that sounds like a real leader right down the tubes, if you ask me. I mean, we're just...
You know what's funny,
that's
Kurt?
Not exactly... Yeah, what?
I agree with her completely.
Have to be changed, yeah. But she's not talking about the same way we're talking
about. Oh, no. There's a mass difference in that. Here's the deal. She's believing that we still got to get rid of God and that we just the change isn't enough or started or complete or whatever. She wants more. I submit to you that we've already changed to the perversion side and we got to repent and change and come back.
Oh.
So, entirely different meanings, but we agree, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's not even funny, but I bring that all up to say, how can we change? How can we make a difference? What can we do about this? I told you, I don't believe that it's just a negative thing or whatever. Okay. I don't want to just focus on the negative. So I got an email from a friend of ours by the name of Mary Summer Hayes. And here's what's happening in Utah tonight. Tonight, Matt Walsh and Utah's Stand for Marriage rally is happening, Kurt. And you can go to that.
Yep, I'm headed to it.
This is a reminder of the marriage rally tonight, April 28th. Mm-hmm. It's at the Utah State Capitol, and we ask for your support. With a special fast and prayer, as you know, the Supreme Court justices will consider whether the 14th Amendment requires states to license marriage between two people of the same sex. This will more than likely be a fortified decision. Just one opinion will make the difference. And we have no idea what that opinion will be at this point. Do you think it'll be one man, one woman, or do you think they'll pervert marriage? Time will tell. But the rally is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And they say that people are inspired, and we want to pray that people are inspired to argue for marriage in a way that will touch the hearts of the justices to rule in support of traditional marriage, not to rule against gay marriage, but to rule in defense of traditional marriage. And that's why my headline about what's happening at the Supreme Court is different than everybody else. See, what we've got is traditional marriage is being challenged. That's what's happening here. Hopefully, the justices will rule in support of traditional marriage. Please join us tonight at the Capitol in Salt Lake City for a night of incredible entertainment and speakers in celebration of traditional marriage, which means between one man and one woman. Because every child deserves a mother and a father, marriage is not about the demands and, quote, pleasure of adults. Rather, it's about families, which are the fundamental unit, the core of our society. We're talking about marriage God's way. Not our way, but God's way. Take a stand and show how important it is to you and for future generations. There will be a special meeting after the rally for single adults to meet with Matt Walsh for a question and answer. What an opportunity. See you tonight, folks, at the state capitol in Salt Lake City, Utah, signed Celebration of Marriage team. There you have it. Kurt, you want to comment? I think this is tremendous, and I think these kinds of things are the solution. Hitting your knees in prayer to the Almighty and then doing all you can, right?
I couldn't agree more, Sam. That's the bottom line. I was looking through some of the different, wannabe presidential candidates. I don't see anybody really saying anything on this whole thing. I mean, wouldn't it be refreshing if you heard about them all going to the Supreme Court, you know, in sackcloth and ashes or fasting and praying right there so that, you know, they could be part of that? Now, I guess the closest thing to it would be Marco Rubio, who's basically saying ridiculous and absurd to believe gays have constitutional right to marry. WorldNet Daily's got a piece similar about him, but, there's not too many of them that are willing to step into this deal, are there?
No, sir. I commend those who are, though, and yep. I know we're willing to.
Yep.
I know we've got the guts. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know they say this. We ask for your support with a special fast and a prayer. Okay? I know that a lot of people kind of believe, man, prayer doesn't really get it done. You know, we got to get out and fight in the streets, or we got to get out and do something significant here. Come on. I humbly tell you that we miss the boat when we think that. You know, it's kind of like the guy that's standing on the roof, or he's in the rain, and the floods are coming, and he eventually has to get up on his roof, and first a boat comes by, and he dismisses that, and then a plane comes by, and he dismisses that, and later he dies in the flood, and he's like, God, if you didn't save me, I was waiting for you. And God's like, man, I sent a boat and a plane. What more do you want? Come on. Okay, it's kind of like that in the scenario, I feel. You know, we think that prayer doesn't have move mountains type power, and I'm here to tell you that it does. I know you feel like you may not be doing much, but if you live a good, honest, moral, personal life, if you repent before God for your mistakes and you obey his commandments, then you really get down on your knees in honest, humble, sincere fasting and prayer, I believe you've done more for your country than almost any other way. I'm not saying it's not important to show up at a rally or be an activist for good causes. You need to take the reminder to go to the marriage rally in Salt Lake City at the Capitol, no doubt. But I'm telling you, Kurt, there's nothing that'll beat good, honest people in fasting and prayer for their country, for their leaders, that will maintain rather than reject our moral code. Okay, these are the solutions, Kurt, and I know it's not like beans and bullets and all that kind of stuff. I realize it's a pretty humble, peaceful, following the Prince of Peace idea, but I'm convinced there's more power in preaching the Word of God and more power, ladies and gentlemen, in not building up power but pulling it down. There's more power in humble living, following the commandments of God, and fasting and prayer and service to your fellow men. There's more power in Christian living than there will ever be in the bayonet. And so, they're going to run around and tell you that I'm anti-government, that I'm violent, and I'm just telling you right now, they're crazy. FBI, CIA, Southern Poverty Law Center, Homeland Security, you're all welcome to download Liberty Roundtable Live first hour today, where Sam Bushman unequivocally claims that I believe that preaching the Word of God has greater power than the bayonet. I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in war. I believe in following the Prince of Peace. At some point, there may be an absolute need for self-defense. I get that. And God wills that to defend one's wives and children. Or I should say wife and children. I shouldn't say one's wives. Our wives and children, or one's wife and children. But what I'm saying is, it's important that we defend these things. And I'm giving you, I know it doesn't sound like the solution. Everybody kind of wants like a pill for every ill, and they want to solve it in a second. They just wish everything's done in a New York minute. But that's not the way it works, Kurt. But I'm telling you, there's nothing that'll beat Christian living by numbers of Americans, based on the principles of peace and following the commandments of God, humbly praying for their nation. So whether you can make the rally in Salt Lake City or not, I don't really care. I mean, I hope you go if you've got time, and if it works out for you, great. If not, though, good, honest, Christian living, treating your neighbor as thyself, or love thy neighbor as thyself, obedience to the commandments of God, the moral code that God has set forth, the Ten Commandments are a great place to kind of summarize that, and good, honest living, and good, honest, humble prayer is really a greater answer to the ills we face, to all the negative headlines I articulated at the start of the hour. The answer to every one of them, Kurt, when you go to the source, is what I just nailed, what I just laid out before you. It's very simple. Takes a little bit of humility, takes a little bit of work, and most importantly, everybody's running around searching for this quest for happiness, and if you do these things, not only will you save the nation, but you'll save your family, the fundamental unit of society, you'll save your marriage, and you'll also be happy, Kurt. There's my summary. There's my solution. And I know it's just, most people are going to dismiss it and say, it's just not enough, Sam. You know, you're just one of those creations that want to run around and believe that being a creation solves everything. It doesn't. Well, depends on what you mean by does or doesn't. But if everybody was running around finding out how to do a nice thing for their neighbor, running around with secret acts of kindness rather than burning down buildings, it might be different, huh? And if good, honest people stood together for peace and prosperity and safety for the American people based on God's laws and the supreme law of the land, just think what a society would have. And if everybody took personal responsibility for the marriages they make and the children they bring into the world, just think what kind of a society we would have if all families had a mom and a dad that loved each other and loved their children and would do anything for them. Just think of what a society we would have, folks. It would be a different world, would it not? We ask for your support with a special fast and prayer. Marriage rally tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, Kurt. What do you think?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's, you know, it's like you say, the people that complain, you know, and would say, hey, you know, this isn't going to work. What you're supposed to do is have some little token prayer and then go out and, I guess, torch a building or blow up a police car. I mean,
absolutely psychotic.
Right.
Why don't you have a heartfelt prayer, ladies and gentlemen? Or it's painful.
Yeah.
You're sad because of the sins of the world. Where you honestly believe that your prayers can move mountains if you will it hard enough and if it's God's will. Maybe you spend your days trying to make your will God's will. How about that idea? Liberty Roundtable, ladies and gentlemen, we stand for following the Prince of Peace as the great solution. There you have it. Now 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. News the networks refuse to use straight ahead. You can turn your phone into a radio. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. With the grace of the Almighty and our hard work, this nation shall endure.